Who would you rather have as your NFL franchise quarterback? Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence?
Ooh, that's tough because Trevor doesn't get hurt, but he sucks. And Tua, healthy.
People say the best ability is availability, but not if he's stuck.
He's out there, but he's terrible. Oh, do I want Tua? I haven't seen anything
that's
out of
the answer. The answer is Tua. Yeah. I'm sorry. The answer is Tua. Why are you shaking your head, Solana?
Because it's ridiculous.
I mean, we watched a full game of Trevor Lawrence this season, and if you watched him last night or any time last season, that guy sucks.
He does. I'm 100% in agreement with you. He's not a franchise quarterback. Crowder, you spent all offseason telling us Trevor Lawrence can make every throw, and I don't know what you saw because the dude can't make every throw. He's lost nine straight games. Literally, he's lost nine straight starts.
Field Solana, I was talking about in pass scale, warm-ups.
Hawk, at least Trevor Lawrence doesn't miss games the way Tua might end up missing games. We have to have a serious conversation here. We're okay with the fact that our franchise quarterback can't take a hit because he's going to miss four games every year?
No, I don't want to go through that every year. I believe that the Dolphins placed him on IR probably without needing to.
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, I do.
I believe this is an optics thing.
I agree.
And so, I mean, Ron Armstead's in concussion protocol. He's not going on IR. That guy's being held together with staples. So I think that was more of an optics thing. But I don't give more credence. I watched Tua go through a season last season without getting hurt. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched Trevor Lawrence go through a season without sucking.
Tua's never going to get his job taken for performance.
Right.
Tua gets hurt. You can't play. Trevor, the Jaguars sooner or later have to think about, should we put somebody else in the game?
I think it was Kevin Clark from ESPN tweeted out something like Andy Dalton should start for the Jags next game. And it should just be like Andy Dalton is like bar rescue. So any place that's failing, you send in Andy Dalton just to fix things for 1 week. And then he goes to the next place.
I wish we had us an Andy.
So we don't know. Mike McDaniel had a press conference today. He doesn't know who's going to be the quarterback on Monday night right now. He said Skyler, the next 48 hours is critical to see how he's healing. He doesn't know at that point if it would then be Tim Boyle or Tyler Huntley. He ended it by saying, "Are you not amazed?" And then walked off. Everybody was confused.
Honestly, put in Snoop. I've thought about this. I saw that there was a Twitter poll you sent. I think y'all might have sent it. Put in Snoop. At least he can take off.
Mm-hmm.
At least put in a package. Put in him and
run the Wildcat. Do anything.
Wildcat.
I'm kidding you.
No, for real. It's simpler. It's easy. The guys already know how to block a run play. Now your quarterback's just a bonus player. Let Tyler Huntley go in there. If he doesn't start, at least he should have a package.
Yes.
Because watching Tim Boyle, come on, man. That's not going to win you games. That's not going to score you points. It doesn't score you points. We watched him not score points. Tyler Huntley needs to play on Monday night.
I'd like to approach your previous question, Hawk, in a different way. Who would you rather be your starting quarterback? The guy who was knocked out by somebody who once died on an NFL field, or the guy who, for the first time in NFL history, through a pass, a completion, or an interception, to a guy who previously died on an NFL field?
I go with the guy who was knocked out by the guy who died on the NFL field. I'm more entrenched in my Tua opinion than ever before, and I know it makes some people angry that my takeaway from Sunday was that Tua is the most valuable player you've seen in a decade here. But I'm entrenched in that opinion because I have seen this team when Tua's out there, and I've seen this team when Tua is not out there. It is dramatically different. Dramatically. Now, does that mean maybe they don't have the right backup? Maybe that. But right now, my eyes tell me this team is a playoff contender with Tua, and they are one of the worst teams in the NFL without him.
To your question, Solana, I take the guy picked off by the zombie because I know who that is. Damn, Josh Allen is good.
No, it was Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence picked off by the zombie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, nah. I'll take the sleepy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the AFC East, the battle.
How can Josh Allen run straight down the middle every single time they need a first down? He jumps up fine, and he falls like an infant. He stumbles over himself.
I don't know. I know it was one of the easiest bets that I've had in a long time. Bills -4.5 last night. That was a laugher from the jump.
But you won it. You won on the first drive.
I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy. How about Jaden Daniels for Washington?
He's good.
Holy moly.
My fantasy quarterback.
21 of 23, 254 yards, 3 total touchdowns. He had more touchdowns last night, guys, than incompletions.
Wow.
That's 21 of 23. He was
throwing some bombs, too. Like, it wasn't little dinks and dunks.
Oh, scary Terry. Mega still play.
Bro, that dart he threw to win the game, essentially, was one of the more impressive throws I've ever seen a rookie quarterback make. Really, back of the end zone, pressure, stakes of the game.
He was about to get lambasted, too. I mean, that was impressive.
Jags and Bengals, both 0-3. No Super Bowl champion has ever begun the season 0-3. Only one team this century has ever climbed out of an 0-3 hole and made the playoffs.
Who was it?
No idea. I just know that is a stat. I do not know who it is.
How do you know that's a stat?
The Athletic had written it, and I copied and pasted it into my headline. Okay. But I don't know who the other team was, truthfully. I do not know.
Yeah, the Bengals done ran their skill positions hot. T. Higgins is unhappy. Jamar's unhappy. They're not paying anybody. And them dudes aren't playing. Joe Mixon's gone. Like, yeah, I think they've messed up that organization.
Don't worry. Jimmy's looking this up. So, again, we will have our answer.
All right. We'll have that by 6:05.
Yeah. We'll tweet it out. Not going to hear it on air.
All right. There's a lot of local notes outside of just who's starting at quarterback. No timetable for Teron Armstead and Kendall Fuller, as Hawk mentioned, still in concussion protocol. Mike McDaniel confirmed Tua will meet with neurologists this week.
All right.
Okay, he's going to train. Headed on up on the Greyhound.
They had to make sure that there were no Disney on Ice performances. Knock down a night.
I can get to my podiatrist faster than he gets to his neurologist.
Mike McDaniel was asked about giving up play calling duties. Like, has he thought about it? He was asked this last year, by the way, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
He said no. Like, he's not considering that.
I'm with that, by the way. He's here for that.
Yeah.
He's here for that. It's the thing that drives me crazy about, you know, even you yesterday saying they've got to be a run team. They've got to be a run it down your throat team. And I'm like, no, they're a throwing team. They have Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle for a reason. And Mike McDaniel's here for a reason, his offensive acumen. So he's got to call the plays.
I wasn't saying they need to change his whole coaching philosophy, Hawk. I'm saying if Tim Boyle's in the game, how about you put him with a couple more run plays in the playbook? Kansas City runs the ball a lot, and they have one of the best quarterbacks in the world. When Tom Brady was the Patriots, there were games Tom Brady threw the ball 12 times, and they'd run it right after you. They had the GOAT. You can't load up and just pass 40 times a game and win every game. Sometimes you have to run the ball, especially when you have backups in.